Good morning and happy Sunday. The scripture today talks about Jesus healing a man from demons. Something that caught my attention was at the end of the scripture lesson, where it says the news of Jesus' authority and his amazing healing spread quickly. So I got to thinking, on my phone or computer or TV, I've got news everywhere. I've got social media, email, news apps, texting, and good old-fashioned phone calls. And you know, the truth is somewhere in the middle of all that, I guess. But I do find that I pray more and more for clarity. So what's clarity? It's knowing if something's true. If Jesus was here today, performing miracles and teaching the laws of his Father God, would his news spread quickly? Now, we trust our Bible, we trust our preachers, our family, our teachers, but with so much information and news coming at us literally all day and all night, it gets kind of tricky to decide what is true. With the spread of news in our lives, the truth may get lost, and maybe what's more important than knowing if it's true, because honestly, people are imperfect, and sometimes even what we think is true may not be. But maybe what's important is to decide, what's the purpose of the message? Is the person or the news media or the leader trying to help or harm someone with the information? Or are they trying to get richer or smarter or better than others? Or do they want to keep people safe and strong? I think if Jesus was here, his works would be spreading quickly, showing people that God is love and that we're his hands and feet. And so we should also be surrounding our decisions and our words with love. So again, figuring out the truth may be that we need to understand what the purpose is. Does the story bring us closer to God? Does it help other people? Now, truth isn't always pretty. It can be bad news. No matter whether it's bad or good, if it's trying to make the world a better place to heal, to hope, to show God's love, then maybe we can be more trusting. But if the news or the story is aimed at harming people, maybe we need to look at it more closely. This week, my students and I read The Boy Who Cried Wolf, and we all know the story. He told so many lies that by the time he told the truth, he couldn't save his sheep. We also have to be truth speakers as we spread the good news of God's love and plans for us. So here's an example. You're hanging out with a friend and they say, "Hey, did you hear about Larry? He stole some stuff from the store and now, man, he's in a lot of trouble and I don't want to have anything to do with him. That's so lame." Or what if your friend said, "Did you hear about Larry? I think he stole some stuff. Maybe we need to invite him over and hang out and try to help encourage him to do better." So the truth is in that story somewhere. But the purpose of the person telling it the second time was to help Larry, was to make his life better. So that truth is worth listening to. I think we need to be cautious. Don't jump in and say, "It's true," without making sure through prayer, conversation with God, patience, that the messages that we're hearing are for love of other people. We want God's love to spread quickly. Yes, we do. But we have to be willing to double check that the news we share is his purpose, love and goodness for everybody. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Help us be truth speakers and help us to search for truth, to serve all of those around us and beyond, because your love is at the heart of all matters. Amen.